Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health. Brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I am Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. The entire human body is fascinating, and that's because the entire human body is a mirror of our fascinating God. Never forget that human beings are made in God's image, and we can never plumb the depths of the meaning of that, whether we're studying the complexity of a single human cell or the multiplied many times over complexity of human organs and the way they work. Fascinating God, fascinating man as image of God. And no organ of the human body is more fascinating and complex than the human brain. Your brain is the organ that serves as the center of your nervous system. The cerebral cortex, which is the largest part of your brain, the part that plays a key role in memory, attention, perception, understanding, awareness, thought, language, and consciousness. The cerebral cortex alone contains between 15 to 33 billion neurons. Neurons are the main components of your internal telecommunication system that transmits messages between your brain and other parts of your body. We don't know how the human soul and the human brain are related, but they most certainly are related. The Bible speaks of the heart, the lungs, or our breath, and the brain, or the mind, as inseparable from our lives and from what we are. Out of the heart are the issues of life. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Death is the separation of the soul from the body. The evidence of death is, interestingly, the cessation of activity in the heart, the lungs, and the brain. So while we're alive, we must be careful, physically speaking, for how we care for the heart, the lungs, and the brain that God has given us. Human beings are body and soul, and good care for the one must include good care for the other. But how do you care for your brain? Well, the answer to that is just about as vast as life itself. Socializing, memory games, taking on new mental challenges, reading, learning a new language, engaging in rich, mind-challenging discussion, exercising, coping wisely with stress, changing your routine and trying something new, sleeping. And that's a huge one. Because during your sleep, your brain tissue replicates itself, and sleep activates your brain's garbage disposal system, helping to clean out your body's various toxins and waste products. So all of these things, and so many more, contribute to keeping your brain healthy and warding off the brain deterioration that can lead to things like dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But your brain, as a physical organ, also needs good physical nourishment. We lose about 85,000 brain cells per day. That's over 31 million brain cells lost every year. And those cells need to be replenished, and it takes a lot to replenish them. While the brain comprises just 2% of the average adult body weight, the brain requires 20% of your body's energy and up to 25% of your body's blood flow to keep those billions of neurons, which are really little energy factories, working to turn glucose, that's your body's fuel, into chemical energy. See, your fascinating brain is a very, very demanding part of your body. It needs to be nourished. But how do you do that? How do you nourish your brain? 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there, in their nutrition department, which is really a mini health food store, you'll find Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel is our guest again today on HealthWise. We want you to call her. We invite you to call her with your questions about brain nutrition. Our call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question about brain nutrition. Put the number under HealthWise. And here's that number for texting your questions, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391, HealthWise, text your question number. But for now, Rachel, hey, let's talk about keeping our brains well-nourished. How you doing, Rachel?
Hi, Bill. I'm good.
You got a well-nourished brain today, Rachel.
As nourished as I can do for now.
Okay.
I think by the middle of the day, maybe it'll be better.
Middle of the day? We're in the middle of the day right now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
not sure that augurs real well for the program in your brain.
Oh,
nutrition.
We're good.
All right. Okay.
I'm armed to the teeth.
You are. Okay. Hey, listen, before we get to some of the specifics, is there anything more we should know about why our brains need to be nourished?
Well, yeah, without some help, and you've mentioned them already, great intro. You need diet, exercise for oxygen. We need to bring oxygen into our bloodstream and into the covering of the brain and then the brain. And supplementation to some degree, especially in today's world. It's inevitable that we're going to have the first thing that people usually learn about aging and brain health is that the brain actually shrinks.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Before you get
that is actually a visible or physical weighable, sign that we are losing healthy brain cells, which you talked about as well.
Interesting.
And we can do some stuff with supplementation, and especially with just basic diet things, very simple, delicious diet things,
fun diet things. Yeah, before you get to oxygen,
important.
We breathe. What are there other things we can do with our breathing to help get more oxygen to the brain?
Aerobic activity of some kind.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the gym and take an aerobics class in a pink leotard.
Yeah.
You can just walk.
Okay.
You know, you could try a light jog if you're in good physical shape. We don't want too much heavy impact. Dancing is wonderful, including ballroom dancing, and then you wear really cute clothes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to do a lot of fun things that will bring up a little bit of a sweat and increase your breathing, and you will bring in more oxygen into your bloodstream. Calories, which is wonderful.
Deep breathing exercises, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, so important.
So important. You can learn how to do that even more effectively than what you just said, which is pretty simple and good. But in yoga classes very often they give you a lot of tips on getting a lot of good deep breathing.
The breathing, very important.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Okay, Rachel, our brains and our nervous systems are about 60% fat, believe it or not. What kinds of fats are good to nourish our brains? And maybe tell us what the bad guys are, too.
Well, the bad guys are the saturated fats. Especially beef fat is a real bad fat. And pork fat and almost all the animal fats are not too good for us, even dairy, although we would prefer... In the health world, we would prefer that you had a little butter on your, hopefully whole wheat or gluten-free bagel, than margarine, which is like a polyunsaturated fat, which is not good.
Not good for you at all.
No.
Yeah, right.
And then, so we're kind of looking out for those. And this is a whole new way to think for a lot of us. Regular saturated fats.
Explain, Rachel, what's saturated.
But the unsaturated ones, I can tell you some of the most delicious things that you can eat.
Okay.
Unsaturated natural fats found specifically in avocado.
Okay.
Coconut, both coconut oil, but also, fresh coconut, which is delicious, put into a fruit salad. People cook with it, too. And nuts, almost all nuts. Walnuts are especially
good. Okay.
Beneficial. But almost all of them are really good for you. I would say probably all of them.
And fish. Of course, we've talked a lot about
fish. And I was just getting there. Yes, especially salmon.
The
salmon oil is especially good for your brain.
Maybe explain to us on a simple level, for those of us who aren't as trained in nutritional things as you are, what does saturated fats mean? Saturated with what?
Oh, they're saturated in dangerous cholesterol-increasing fat.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like you're eating like a triple or a quadruple fat. A simpler fat is much, much more easy to digest, process, and utilize in the body. We need fat. That's something most people don't really realize. Fat-free diets can make you very, just for instance, for your brain, very foggy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's very foggy. Yeah.
Yeah, also not to mention the fact that a lot of these fat-free things that you get are loaded with sugar. And I think one of the worst culprits are the fruit yogurts that have got so much sugar in them. And that's why I mentioned that point. Our brains and nervous systems are about 60% fat. So that's really, really important that we have fats in our diet and that they be good fats.
When you eat a healthy fat, you have some delicious guacamole. You feed your brain.
Yeah, excellent. Great. And that's great. Yeah, you feed your brain. Okay. Now talk about you mentioned some of them. What, are there other oils that are bad guys and the ones that are good guys, or if you want, good gals for brain nutrition?
Oh, well, the bad fats like that I mentioned, specifically the animal fats, are bad. A good one for your whole body, and especially your brain, is olive oil. There's really not too many of the vegetable oils that are terrible for your brain.
Yeah, canola oil,
corn oil. A lot of them have been proven to be not so easy to utilize in the body, and they do start helping you to make some more delicious cholesterol.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to look. You want to be careful. For instance, coconut oil is fantastic for you on so many levels and fantastic for the brain, but it can increase your cholesterol, so you need to look at the amount that you're using.
Yeah, it is excellent. Yeah, of course, the thing with olive oil, as you know, as one who cooks, you've got to be careful because that will flame up rather quickly if you get it too hot. And does it make a difference whether it's extra virgin olive oil or the
extra virgin is better. You have more particulate matter.
Yeah, okay.
Particulate matter in oil, even in flax oil.
Now, you mentioned recipes before. You seem to be chomping at the bit to give us some recipes.
Oh, no, not just recipes. No, what I'm mentioning, the food that I'm mentioning, I'm obsessed with guacamole. So there, I've mentioned it five times, I think. And it's fantastic for you.
Yeah,
so I don't cook a lot, Bill. I let other people who are really good at that do that for me.
Oh.
I spend all my time studying nutrition.
Okay, and let others nourish you. Yeah, the guacamole is great. See, you study the nutrition. Let my wife and me do the cooking. How's that?
Fabulous.
Oh, that's great. Guacamole is excellent. Good. Then you got to be careful because you got those chips that you use with them, and they're loaded with saturated fats, right?
They can be loaded with saturated fats. You can get some really good ones now. And also, you know, there's a way to make those. Also, there's pita chips, which now are baked.
Right, okay.
So you're still getting carb, which we don't love, but you have to have some or you'll just, you know, life is not worth living. But you're not getting as much fat when you do a baked, you know, like chip or bread.
Exactly. That's right. And folks, look, don't become fanatics about these things, folks.
Watch out for the saturated fat.
Well,
you can get rid of that. You can get rid of so much trouble.
Yeah, look on the labels, especially nutrition bars. That seem to be nutritious, and some of them are loaded with saturated fat. Okay, how about hydration, Rachel, and want to breathe?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Talk about hydration. How important is that for our brains?
I have a number of people in my life who I love very dearly who have some issues, anxiety and a little depression, stuff like that. And what I have noticed is that in weather like we're having right now here in New York area, which is hot and humid, and it makes you sticky and annoyed, they don't drink enough water. And when they don't drink enough water, their mood is radically altered.
Interesting.
They are shorter tempered, and they're more anxious, and we all are, but this is amplified somewhat.
Glad I got a bottle of water right here next to me.
I have one right in front of me. I have a new saying, and some of them tell me to be quiet. They maybe don't use that word, but they say, you know, don't tell me that again, but it's the truth. I encourage 16 ounces of room temperature if you must, but cold water is nice when it's very hot outside. It helps to lower your body temperature naturally and calmly and slowly instead of jumping into ice-cold water. And you will feel like a new person and quickly.
Yes,
very quickly.
Yeah, the usual.
It changes everything.
Yeah, the usual rule is, what is it, 8 by 8? Eight glasses of 8 ounces of, 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water. Yeah.
If you're near dehydration and you're having symptoms that include mood or include fogginess, forgetfulness, confusion is a popular word to use to describe that state of mind. Water will I swear to you, water will change everything.
Yeah, okay.
Make you feel a lot better.
Is include tea and coffee? I mean, are you including tea and coffee in that, or are you just talking about straight water?
canned coffee are obviously made with water, and they are real good and delicious. And, you know, I love coffee, and it has lots of antioxidant ability, and a little bit of coffee is good for your brain. Caffeine's a little good for your brain. There you go. Right back to subject. But they can be dehydrating because they act as diuretics.
Okay. Interesting.
If we're worried about getting enough water in and utilizing it correctly in our body, we don't want to, like, supplement with coffee.
All right. We're talking with Rachel today on HealthWise. The subject is brain nutrition, and the questions are coming in. So, Rachel, get a little drink of water, and we'll be back in about a minute to begin fielding the questions. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, my guest Rachel from 110 Pharmacy. Rachel, I'm beginning to think maybe we should move this into a cooking program. Here's a question that came in. Does using avocado oil to pan fry change the health benefits of the avocado oil? And then an accompanying question, and is popcorn popped in coconut or avocado oil a healthy snack? That's from John in Nassau County. Okay, good. Go to it.
The frying part can be a little tricky because it doesn't tolerate, avocado oil specifically does not tolerate high heat very well. Coconut oil does.
Okay. Yeah, and I can attest, the coconut oil, it will give a little moderate coconut flavor to it, but it's most cases we find it delightful.
It's quite pleasant. Yeah, it's not nasty at all, and it's very nice.
And what about popcorn? Popped in?
Well, for the popcorn, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't really get that hot. You're not altering its basic chemical nature at all.
Right, but that's a healthy snack then, the coconut. Fantastic. Coconut. Not avocado oil, but with the coconut oil.
Well, coconut, you can use some avocado oil too, but what would be great to do would be to mix, and then you'd be able to raise its tolerance to heat.
And popcorn itself, excellent snack, folks. Get yourself a microwave popcorn is very easy. Look at the ingredients in it. Buy yourself a little bottle of coconut of popcorn. It's a lot cheaper, and try cooking it in the coconut oil. It is excellent. Before we go on, I know you're going to want to talk about fruits and veggies, but what about other things to drink for the brain's health? You mentioned coffee, tea, water. What else?
Some things that you can drink.
You
mentioned the all-important
there.
One.
Yeah.
We mentioned water, and I won't be redundant any further than that.
Yeah, okay.
I think I want to talk about it one more time, but anyway, rosemary tea would be a great thing to drink for your brain.
Rosemary tea. Okay.
Yes, people like rosemary tea. It tastes different than what you would expect. Rosemary has a particular acid in it that helps brain cells to regenerate.
Great, excellent.
So
okay.
Rosemary is fantastic. Celery juice.
Celery.
It's a health food store staple. Lots of people, Celery tonic from a very famous soda manufacturer. Maybe not quite so much. I don't think they use real celery anymore. But anything that has real celery in it, vegetable juices, It has a lot of great nutrients for your brain. And your whole body.
Celery.
Wow,
excellent. You just eating stalks.
There's one more thing.
Yes, what's that?
You're going to love it. It's apple cider vinegar.
I have it.
It's really good for it's good, great for brain activity.
I have it every morning with my the pills and supplements and whatever that I take in the morning. It's excellent.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's talk about quickly fruits and veggies. I know we want to get to supplements though. What are the best fruits and veggies? We talk about celery, there are others. For
blueberries.
Blueberries, okay.
Blueberries. They're also called brain berries.
Really?
So I was kind of surprised about that myself, but they do that. We know that they are also in their wild state called bilberries. So they're great for your eyes. They're great for your vision, which means they're great for your nervous system. And that's your brain. So there you go.
Now, Rachel, this quirky me, and a quirky anyway, but I find if I eat a lot of raw blueberries, and I'm a great blueberry fan, I don't digest them quite as well, but if we cook them up or something, do they lose the nutritional value that way?
Are you talking about like a basic canning operation, or are we talking
not a syrup, but a little sauce, like a blueberry sauce that we would put just have it like a pudding or something, and we don't only lightly sweeten it, cooking it, breaking down those cells, tends to make it easier to digest blueberries.
It does make it easier to digest. And there's also digestive enzymes if you have problems digesting fruits and vegetables, and if you need to make sure that you're getting all of your nutrients from them, because some people, don't want to take supplements.
Ah.
You can always take that one little digestive enzyme supplement or some extra apple cider vinegar, which helps to digest things. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
Or you could do some light cooking. I just would try and keep the temperature, I think it's under 300 or something like that. Just so you break it down and do it as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Low temperature, because the higher temperature is going to tend to break down lessen the food value of what you're cooking.
Yes.
Okay, so supplements. So you're in the nutrition department. What about supplements to help with brain nutrition?
Oh, there's a million of them.
A million? I didn't realize
they really
had that
help
many.
And they really do.
Okay.
There's so many. The first... two, really, are phosphatidylserine. I'll spell it for you if you like.
What language is that?
And phosphatidylserine. And they
yes.
basically...
Spell it for
real,
us, Rachel.
You want me to? P-H?
Yeah. Okay.
O-S-P-H-A-T.
Okay.
Y-D-I-L, I believe. Phosphatidyl. A-L.
Okay.
At the end.
You know what it is. So tell us
serine
about
and choline.
Okay.
Because you don't want just hit regular choline, which is it's good. Regular choline is good for you. It's part of the B complex. But when you've made it phosphatidyl, which means that it's in an oily, floating around in oil. It comes from soy oil very often. And now we're getting it from very healthy and wonderful sunflower oil, which I love. And I don't tolerate soy very well. And so that is actually something that will create better communication between the synapses and syntapses and neurotransmitters in your brain.
Okay, so the choline, you do get that as a supplement. That's the way
you can get regular choline, yes, which is still good for you. It's great for you. And that's why people say that B vitamins are really good for your brain.
But
almost all B vitamins do.
All B vitamins. But otherwise, you mentioned the choline in the sunflower oil.
Yes, and serine, S-E-R-I-N.
Serine, and they're both in those oils.
They are in them, but you can also get them more powerfully extracted and concentrated from a number of different great manufacturers.
Yeah, and just to...
There's a product, I will just tell you, it's a product, I don't always push brands, but when we're talking brain, life extension vitamins do fantastic brain supplementation, fantastic.
And all of
Cognitex Basics has those two things that I just mentioned in it in great quality and good amount. So that's something you might want to take if you're feeling like you're getting foggy and forgetful and not getting... not answering your pastor's questions quickly enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
hint, huh?
Okay. No, I've been taking it for years. It helps a lot.
Rachel, can supplements really, really help with memory and focus?
They really can.
They can. You're sure?
I'll keep it as brief as possible. But I was getting foggy. I don't know. It could be a million things. It could be stress. It could be I'm not 16 anymore. I mean, things change. But I was always a very sharp person, and I had a great memory. And I kept forgetting names, not my friends' names or, whatever, but I kept forgetting, the name of an actor or an actress or a writer or something like that. And in conversation, I would say, you know, that woman who did that part in that, you know, I don't want to be that person. I want to remember things. And so I very carefully did some research, and I spoke to people who are my mentors in some cases, and they recommended that I try some stuff, slowly but surely. And I noticed a change within, I will say, 2 to 3 weeks. I noticed a slight change, and I've noticed increasing brain health.
And what's the stuff that you took?
The two things that I just mentioned to you. I take something called NAD+, which is nicotinamide,
okay,
riboside, and that's another thing that's been highly researched. It helps the mitochondrial health of your brain.
Right.
So okay, the cells in your brain, a little mitochondria in the center, a little fuel-making thing that governs cell health.
Right.
And it needs to be helped. It needs,
okay, so
it needs protection. It needs support.
People,
you know,
people come to 110 Pharmacy, and even if they haven't written down these names, they're going to talk to you and say, hey, I heard about these things that you took. What are they? And you can fill them in on that.
They've been calling me, Bill.
Excellent. That's great.
Yes, I'm very happy. It was very sweet. I've had some people from other states call. Lovely people.
Well, excellent. I'm thankful for the impact of the program. I have quite an audience, even on sermonaudio.com. Rachel, this has been a delight to be. I've got loads of other questions. We'll have to continue this on another occasion, but thanks very much.
It's always my pleasure.
Thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. You'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. And as she mentioned, toll-free number 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You can get linked up with Rachel and Matt and others. You also get a 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.